better never rest.
What is up, everybody? It's the Georgia Show. I'm Jake Rowe. He's Rusty Mansell, and Georgia is SEC champions. Georgia takes down Texas 22-19 in overtime. The Dogs don't score in the score 3 points in the first half, like 50-something total yards. Carson Beck gets hurt. Disaster. They find a way to put two touchdowns on the board, and grab a couple field goals there. To grab a big win over Texas, Rusty, and that was a gut check. That was an impressive win.
I think somebody on our board said that the Georgia Bulldogs are good for all the cardiologists in the South, and I kind of believe that. I mean, this team is, they give you every bit of your emotion, and they have not started great. And I don't know what the reason is. They have not had great first halves. Whatever they find and whatever they dig into at halftime, to come back and do what they did is actually, it's incredible to finish this one off, because they looked, I didn't really know what they could accomplish tonight. Jake, I told you before the game, you said, what do you think? And I said, Jake, it's important what team shows up. Well, the second half was a totally different team, and they had to play another quarterback that had never taken a real meaningful snap, and he had to jump in against Texas in the SEC championship. Oh, by the way, and they were down when he came in the game.
No doubt about it. That was, I'm telling you, that first drive to kick off the second half. Listen, you can have criticisms for how Georgia played in the first half. I get it. Like, I mean, there's no defending it. But to come out and piece together a long touchdown drive to start the second half with a brand new quarterback in the game speaks a lot about you know, kind of what Georgia's made of there, and speaks a lot about our presenting sponsor here, Bulldog Fan. Bulldog Snacks, Bulldog Cookies, Bulldog Snacks, Bulldog Bar. These things are awesome. 15% off right now, Rusty, SEC Championship Game Sale. They've got 15% off for the rest of this weekend of any order at Bulldog Snacks. If you want to get stocked up, do it to it, man. This is the plan. This is what you need. This is great for tailgating. This is great for parties. Great just to have around. They're tremendous, and they are partners with the Classic City Collective. They are the official snack of the Classic City Collective and UGA. And when you purchase Bulldog Snacks, a portion of the profits go directly to support the UGA student athlete and the Classic City Collective. So go check out Bulldog Snacks, bulldogsnacks.com, SEC Championship Sale, 15% off all orders. You got to go check it out. So, Rusty, biggest key takeaway from this game, because there were so many. I was thinking about it a minute ago. You got the cornerbacks, Daylon Everett coming up with big plays, and them continuing to fight despite losing a lot of battles there in that first half. Georgia, I think, had 13 tackles for loss in this game.
Six sacks and 15 tackles for loss.
15 tackles.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, they broke up four passes. They picked off two. I was really impressed with how this team kept fighting uphill. They got fortunate not to lose a couple fumbles, but they were in uphill situations over and over and over again. And you know, to be able to put it away on that first drive in the second half, there's just so many different things you can point your finger on and say, listen, this team's not dominant, Rusty, but championship DNA is just all over the place.
They're just, Jake, I've run out of words, man. You know what I mean? This team, Kirby said it in the press conference tonight. He said that they had a staff meeting this week, and Mike Bobo said, Coach, we're physically fatigued. We're physically fatigued as a team. He goes, but we're mentally, this is one of the toughest mental groups I've ever seen. And Kirby said he agreed with that. He goes, I get it, you know, because they talked about how do we want to practice this week. They met as a staff. They knew the kids were beat up. But that tells you a lot for someone like, you know, Mike Bobo to kind of give his opinion on that, how tough this team is mentally. And I think he's right, man. They just find ways. And, you know, I don't know all the DNA of this team, Jake, and I'll be honest with you, man, they don't get up all the time. They just don't. And sometimes they're flat, and that's just that. I mean, they were flat against UMass. They were flat. They came out flat against Ole Miss, and they got ran out of the building. But when this team is going and they get going and get some energy, man, they're like, it's like almost smelling blood in the water, man. They're almost like sharks at that point. They'll get after you. And I know that probably drives Kirby Smart and those guys crazy. Like, how can
100%.
How can we get this out of you for four quarters? But I'll tell you this, man, and I've said this from day one on this particular podcast, this team can win the national championship. And I'm telling you right now, they can win the national championship. And getting this bye is going to help them in those chances. Or they can get beat in the next game and their season can be over. It's kind of what shows up that night. But potentially, and you have seen now, Jake, now you have seen three or four games to where they give you a sample size of, oh, they can really be that. They can really be that team. And for a lot of it tonight, especially on defense, they were.
Absolutely. And I want to, you know, kind of point out a couple of things here for this team. First half was disastrous. So really on both sides of the ball, except for red zone defense. George gave up almost 250 yards in the first half. It was 260 yards. I'm sorry, 260 yards to 54 in the first half. Georgia was averaging, it had eight carries and was averaging negative 0.3 yards per rush. Rusty, you flip the script to the second half. Georgia put up 223 yards of total offense. They rushed for 143 yards in the second half. And you want to talk about a team that, all right, can this team win a championship? You're asking yourself that question, or anybody that's out there. You have to turn to the second string quarterback, and you run the football at that point better than you have all season long. All season long, Georgia found a better way to run the football in the second half. Better than they have all year. That was 143 yards rushing with Gunnar Stockton having a 13 or 14 yard loss throwing the ball back. They made mistakes. They did some, you know, things. But I tell you what, man, this defense playing in the red area, keep forcing field goals, and then the offense finding a way to rally and run the football in a way we haven't seen all year. In that moment, you just can't put a price on that.
Georgia's going to most likely play Texas again. And I see some of the guys commenting about Arch Manning, and it's Shannon Shipley there to comment. I'll tell you this much right now. Large sample size of Georgia. Large sample size of Kirby Smart at Alabama. If you tell them where a quarterback's going to be, they're going to go get him. And you look at Mark, here's your boy Mark Slaybaugh there at ESPN. ESPN's cutting out here a little early tonight. You're getting a half night. When you look at what they do, and listen, this is twice now, Jake. This is twice that Georgia's defensive line has beat up Texas' offensive line. I'm telling you, I watched the box tonight, and they may beat Georgia sooner or later. But I'm telling you, it is a tough, tough matchup for them up front against Georgia. And when Quinn Ewers is in the pocket, man, they go. It's like Georgia has extra juice because they know they're going. This is a sack game. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to worry about him trying to run out on you so much. You're trying to get to that spot, and they dialed it up tonight a couple of times. I thought, Jake, you're going to look at the tape. I had a bunch of people text me, said Michael Williams played really good. I know the linebackers played a little bit better. I talked to Smile Monday after the game. I talked to Smile Monday just for a second, and I said, hey, man, what you think on that personal foul? He goes, man, he flopped. He goes, I couldn't stop, and I tried to put my hands on him. So that was his opinion, but there were a couple
of tough penalties right there. That was one of them, and then the Jared Wilson hold before Gunner's interception. Rusty, let me ask you this question right here: Did you ever think that we would be sitting here? I said this at the end of regulation that if Mike Bobo would have ran a draw on third and long, that Georgia might have been able to win that game in regulation. How about that,
dude? I love the call. I'm sitting there, and I said, guys, you got to go. You cannot just think. They were on the 31-yard line, and that's kind of on his limit there a little bit, a lot of pressure there. I love the call to go in a pass play there to try to knock them out right there. It turned out to be a really bad mistake, and that was a mistake on Gunnar Stockton. And for all the things he did right, you cannot do that. And that just comes with it, man. It comes with time. It comes with real experience. And you know what Gunnar Stockton was trying to do? He was trying to make a smart play and throw it away, and he didn't have enough to do it there. So, listen, that comes with experience, those types of things. Kirby Smart said in his press conference tonight, and you can grab the quote, he said he felt like Gunnar Stockton brought the energy to his team. He said the players rallied around him. He said he had to calm the players down they were so juiced for Gunner because they were excited he was going to get his chance. And I've said this on Dogs HQ, and Jake, me and you've had some very private conversations about this one thing. And I told people that Gunner Stockton's had a really good fall behind the scenes. He got put in the toughest situation he could get put in tonight in the second half against Texas in a game of this magnitude. So there was good and there were some plays that were head scratchers. But I'll tell you this, if they have to play an extended period with Gunner Stockton, they could build some things around him. And this time he'll go into a game having some of that big game experience in with his guys.
What are you just early thoughts? Not even asking for what have you heard or anything like that. Just kind of thoughts on Carson Beck's injury and kind of what you saw, his reaction, him coming in to have that last handoff. What do you think about what's going on there?
So I was down the field and just bumping into some people. Kirby Smart actually said this in his press conference that he had some tingling in his arm and he couldn't grip the football without pain. They thought it might wear off after a little while. Evidently, it didn't enough. And then Gunner was in. It kind of went with Gunner. So I'm not the medical guy. But normally, when you talk about worse injuries, you start talking about you hearing pops and stuff like that. So I don't know. I'm not trying to. That's something we'll do. But what Kirby Smart said in that press conference was not just fluff. I heard it on the field. And basically, the same description to me was that he had some tingling in his hand and he couldn't grip the ball enough.
Gotcha. Well, that it could be worse, I guess. We could be
talking. I don't know. Yep.
All right. Hey, listen, I'm going to get to Bulldog Snacks here. Think about your final thought here before we let everybody go. But our friends over at Bulldog Snacks, they present this show. They make it possible, ad-free, all of that stuff, all because of Bulldog Snacks, our game day sponsor. Bulldog cookies, they're delicious. I had a problem there for a little while where I was just housing a bag about every night about 10:30. And, I had to make some changes. So now I just house a bag, like I split it between two nights, cut in half. I love these things, man. They're really good. They're gluten-free. They are a lot of the ingredients so I did are plant-based. And they go to benefit, the profits go to benefit the University of Georgia student athlete via the Classic City Collective. They are the official snack of UGA. And SEC Championship game sale going on right now, 15% off of any order. You get 15% off any order site-wide. And these things are great, man. These things are great. First-class individuals, first-class people. We're glad to have them as partners for our post-game show. Rusty, I'll go first. My thought, Dalen Everett. Dalen Everett did not have it, but he did not have a perfect night tonight. He not at all. I mean, he had a big missed tackle. I think they're sitting there in the second half that allowed them to get out of a hole. But Dalen Everett and Daniel Harris too. The way those cornerbacks fought tonight, they kept fighting. We thought Dalen Everett might have sealed that game up with an interception, or at least put Georgia in the catbird seat. It didn't turn out that way, but tremendous game from him. Best game I've seen him play in a Georgia uniform. There's something about the burnt orange on the other sideline. He's got three picks this year, and all of them have been against Texas. So he had a big night tonight, won MVP, and I think it's deserved.
How about this? Peyton Woodron and Trevor Etienne have scored all 52 points of Georgia versus Texas here.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
That's the craziest thing. Those two players have scored all 52 points of Georgia. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but Kirby Smart in his press conference just now said that Trevor Etienne stood up in front of the team and he talked and he said, look, I know y'all played this game and I know it's a big game. He said, but I came to Georgia to play in games like this. I came to Georgia to win championships and I'm playing this week. And Kirby said, man, you can tell it was from his heart. He talked in front of the whole team and said that. And they knew at that point this guy was going to go. They didn't know how much he could go. But what a big deal. And Jake, you looked at me on that long run, that 39-yard run in the second half, and you said, Rusty, it's been a long time since I've seen a Georgia running back look like that. And I agree, man. That had some Sony. That had some Swift burst. He got in the scene, and he took off on those guys. And listen, Georgia's going to get healthy. The next question, the two questions we're going to get is what's going on with Carson Beck, and when is Kobe Young, and can Kobe Young come back? We will find that out on Tuesday at the Kobe Young situation and what the next step there is. But if, and I'm telling you, if they were to get Kobe Young back and this team get healthy, you're playing with another package offensively for this playoff stretch run.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And, hey, listen, what a game. What a game. Arian Smith, a couple of early drops, comes back, makes two big catches in the second half and recovers a saving fumble. It was just absolutely insane. This Georgia team has a knack for it. We got it covered for you over at Dogs HQ. Right now, 7 days for $1, and it's worth every penny. We appreciate y'all, and we appreciate Bulldog Snacks. Georgia SEC champions, 22-19 over Texas. Take it easy.